The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I get uncomfortable every time the syllable God pops into a conversation. I just don't find it to be a very useful word. What does it mean? I spent the early part of my life marinated in the unchallengeable mysteries of God the Father, the guy with the beard, a capital G, and surveillance cameras under the wings of birds and in the vapor of the air. The God who keeps track of your shortcomings so you can pay for them with suffering. Eventually, I asked the disobedient question, is this the best system that the smartest and most loving being in the universe could come up with? The repercussions made his G-O-D name turn to poison and then sawdust on my lips. But other people use the word all the time. It's their God-given right. A lot of folks have dropped the God word, but have left punitive institutions in place with a loose use of the word karma, good karma, and bad, karmic circumstances, karmic accounting. You better be good, because whatever you dish out is coming back. You better be better, or you'll get sent back as a toad. It's like God the judge put the system on autopilot and slipped out for a smoke. Some say it's a patriarchy thing. God the gigantic, the guy in the sky. It's the entirely wrong image. Goddess is her real name. She is kind, thank goddess. Goddess willing. Goddess knows. Ye goddess, I think that's God the Father in a princess suit. Theologian and philosopher Mary Daly says, yes, do depose the smiting lord, the jealous and angry old man of patriarchy, but just say no to the goddess as well. She's not radical enough, not accurate enough. The absurdities of the patriarchal God won't just go away if you rebrand him. God needs more than a gender change, says Daly. God is the wrong part of speech. In Beyond God the Father and Pure Lust, the foundational works of her elemental feminist philosophy, Daly tries to retrieve concepts and sensibilities lost to humans in the cancerous overrun of patriarchy. One of the tools she uses to do this is language. She explores with words, inventing and reinventing them, as a way to turn ideas sideways and see what other kinds of light might come through them. The problem with God, says Daly, the Lord, the Old One, the Wise One, the Almighty, they're all nouns. A noun is a fixed thing, a glop, static, with boundaries and the potential to be doornail dead. A God so limited and boring as to be a noun is of little use in this glorious world, says Daly. But God the verb? Now there's something useful and believable. And to keep you from confusing the verb with the guy in the grandpa suit, she coins a new word. Being. Hyphenated. Capital B. The constantly unfolding verb of verbs, she calls it. There's nothing to follow or obey, just being. What you can do is participate. I can go a ways with that, even though I really don't see being settling unobtrusively into my vocabulary. I like the way the world feels when everything in it is a verb, though. How the birds have been birding out there all day. Wrenning wrens, nesting. Ravening ravens, parenting, childrening, branch bouncing. And the garden gardening away all afternoon without me, while I've been over here, aliving. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.